A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Yesterday we celebrated that great feast, solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And today we look into the heart of Mary. Mariology, the study of Mary, has become an interesting topic, because there are those very drawn to Mary and devotion to Mary, but then there are others who have been drawn away from it, thinking that it is not so much in accord with the spirit of the Second Vatican Council, with its biblical, liturgical, and ecumenical movements. And yet, Mary does stand out for us as a person who comes through to us in the liturgy, is clearly there in the text of the Bible, and very much is seen by the Christian community as one who leads us, brings us to Christ, and even, according to the Gospel of John, somewhat introduces him to his public ministry. Mary clearly plays a strong role in the New Testament, in the life of Jesus, and can in our own lives. Although the gospel text today says much about Jesus and how he understands his own life, it is really given to us on this feast, I assume, primarily because of the last verse in the gospel text, where it speaks about his mother keeping all these things in her heart, in her immaculate heart, pondering all these things in her heart through the years. Jesus went back with them, age of 12, to Nazareth, and was obedient. And it was going to be quite a while before Jesus emerges again in a kind of public way, called forth in his baptism by the Holy Spirit to a mission to his people. During all those years, Mary pondered these things in her heart. Now, what she knew, how she understood, there had been that miraculous conception. She knew that indeed the Holy Spirit, God, was with her and with her son. But exactly how this was all going to unfold, she had no clue as such. But she believed. She was present to him. She fulfilled what she saw as her role at that point in time. But what these words suggest to us today was obedient, and the mother kept all this in her heart, presents Mary to us as a model for a more contemplative way of life. Even we are presented with Jesus, as living a contemplatively oriented life during all those years up until he moved into the more active and public ministry. Unfortunately, many of us do think in the Catholic community that contemplation refers only to contemplatives, those called to a monastic way of life, monks and nuns. They are the contemplatives, when indeed we are all called to live contemplatively. We are all called through the grace of baptism to enter into the deepest recesses of our own relationship with Christ and with God. We are all called to enter into that interior journey that mystical theology refers to as infused contemplation. We are all called to be open, receptive to God's presence in us and to letting God be God in us and for us. This is what Mary models in the text today. Her receptivity. She had indeed been receptive from the moment of her own conception, from the moment of her saying yes, that fiat at the time of the Annunciation. She models for us that receptivity to the word that becomes incarnate in her, but also to the word that will be spoken through her as she raises this child. And so as we today pray with Mary and ask her to intercede for us, and as we express our affection and love and devotion to the heart of Mary, her Immaculate Heart, let us call to mind our own vocation as baptized Christians to a more contemplative, yes, reflective, yes, affective, but deeply contemplative, prayerful way of being in the world. Mary emerges as a model for this by, in a sense, even in her Magnificat, saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord." She is totally open in heart, in mind, to the workings of the Holy Spirit, to God's presence in her life. And so likewise for us. Am I open to, receptive to, therefore letting God be God and at work in me? We too can ponder these things in our hearts as well as we join with Mary pondering the mysteries in her heart. May we, through her intercession, indeed, be blessed.